Greetings from Scotland and the 2012 International Travel Experience of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, Class 15. Day one, after traveling all night over the Atlantic, saw us making several stops during the day, including one at the Hartwood Home Farm near Edinburgh, just outside of Edinburgh, in Shotts, Scotland. The James Hutton Institute owns this particular operation. George Kosar is their farm manager. He talked about their sheep and beef cow operation at this particular location, including lean cattle that he says are a unique treasure of Scotland that they are utilizing on their operation. We asked him to tell us a little bit about these cattle and then about the cattle on their particular operation just outside of Edinburgh.
In 1940, whatever, 48, 49, these three brothers started breeding the Ling breed from the Highlander breed and the beef shorthorn with a view to producing a standardized, I wouldn't call it a stabilizer, but a standardized breed of cow. And they crossed them and back crossed them and reverse crossed them and used different ones. And they kept doing this until they got to where we are now with these sort of red, fairly well fleshed animals. And they sort of just took it from there. And it's obviously been developed over the last, 47 years, I suppose now. Been developed by various producers, and still got a very small gene pool because of the way it's been developed. But
These particular cows, you've got a total of 200. How many are actually ling?
Well, we've got about 90 of our cows are lings, are pedigree lings. And then the rest of them will be either Simmental crosslings or ones left over from before we started going into the ling breed.
Are they pretty good mama cow?
Very good, very good, yeah. No, they are. They produce just enough milk. There are others, you know, they produce more than enough milk to produce a good calf or twins even. And
Good maternal instincts.
I mean, I wouldn't say they're dangerous, but all cows are dangerous when they're just newly given birth. But after that, they settle down very quickly. Yeah. They're a good breed for, and they're relatively quiet. We don't, I'd be safe to say, I don't think we calved more than two lings last year. The rest of them all calved themselves. I mean, when I say calved them, I don't mean cesarean. I don't mean that. I mean just to sort of, you know, have a breach. Maybe had to, you know, give them a hand with that.
Pretty easy calving.
Easy calving, yeah.
And this particular breed, you know, there are others, obviously, in the United Kingdom as well, right, that are fairly prominent.
Yeah, well, over the whole country, there's a huge number of breeds. I mean, if you go back to the history books, I mean, Britain has been, you know, a huge number of breeds. I mean, there's very few that are really sort of standing the test of time now because, I mean, you sort of take the Devon and whatnot are very successful down south, but a lot of the breeds are sort of disappearing. I mean, Hereford is, you know, it's almost a non-breed in the country any longer because of the fact that there's so few breeders. And, you know, other breeds are superseding and taking over from where they left off, particularly Simmental, I suspect. But,
have you seen over in the U.S., United States, the prominence, it seems like, right now of the Angus?
Yeah, well, the Angus was huge prominence here, obviously, with its marbling and whatnot. I mean, it's, you know, there's a definite premium for having Angus in this country, but, it's like anywhere else, I suppose. Things come in fashion, and, I mean, the highest price... bull and the Angus world, it was colossal here back in the 1950s. I mean, I don't know what they were up at, £60,000. They all went to Argentina, I suppose, didn't they? Not to North America. So we're now buying animals back in from North America to keep our Angus, to try and redevelop the Angus in Scotland, which seems a bit back to front.
George Kosar, farm manager of the Hartwood Home Farm just outside of Edinburgh, that was visited in day one on Thursday by Class 15 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program. Class 15 continues a couple more days in Scotland before moving to Ireland over the weekend on the 19th. Reporting from Edinburgh, Scotland, with the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.